Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Joining you tonight, you've got Ian,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
We talked about depression in the first hour of the show. An insane story about a jail in Clark County, Indiana, where apparently multiple male inmates were allowed to enter by at least one guard. Perhaps more were in on it, but those allegations are not being made at this point. At least one guard allowed multiple male inmates to enter the female cell block at Clark County, Indiana's jail and commence a raping. And that's what happened. And now 28 women or so are involved in two different lawsuits. But, of course, the question is, will there be qualified immunity that's going to be protecting the jail guards in this case? Are the jail guards going to claim that they were just completely unaware of what was going on, despite the fact that there were multiple cameras in there? Not only multiple cameras that the jail operates, but also cameras that were operated by A&E Entertainment, or some production company that they hired, to produce a show that, Nikki, you looked up, and apparently it's been around for 7 seasons, that is called 60 Days In.
That's so crazy. I've never heard of this ever. I mean, I don't watch cable, but I've never heard someone mention it or get talked about on the internet.
It's just one of the reality, the myriad of reality TV shows.
There's a lot of jail ones nowadays, too, because people are just fascinated by it. People love their murder shows. Yep. They love their jail shows, their police shows.
Well, I mean, I can understand the fascination. It's a place where most people, hopefully, will never end up spending time. And so it's a sort of mysterious place where you hear all kinds of horrifying stories, but what's it really like?
I've never been fascinated, but when I was a kid, sometimes it would just be, like, the only interesting thing on Scared Straight.
Scared Straight, going to be the first one. And there was actually, you're talking about the original one from the 70s or the TV show?
The TV show.
Oh, so if you've never seen the original Scared Straight, they actually showed it to us in government school.
Oh, really?
Back in the late 1990s.
They're like, be good kids or else this is going to be you.
Yeah, it was a one-off special. They had, and maybe it was the 70s or maybe it was the 80s. It looked like the 70s based on the clothing, the hairstyles of the inmates and the kids. But they had, like, bad behaving teens who they brought into the jail, and they had the inmates, these badass guys, come out and just scare the S out of these young people. And it was a really interesting, it was an interesting show, but it was just a one, you know, hour or 2 hour thing, whereas then I guess within the last couple decades they actually turned it into a series.
Yeah, I've only ever heard of the show
right.
That came out in, I don't know, the early 2000s or something. But were you scared straight, Ian?
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
From the government showing it to you?
They're now trying to put me in prison for the rest of my life, basically, for victimless, quote-unquote, financial crime.
Oh, so you didn't go straight.
It sounds like something that, like, Christians would do to, like, little gay kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Conversion.
And so I did pull up a clip from this 60 Days In just to see, you know, what the fuss was about, maybe try to get a peek inside this particular institution, the Clark County Jail. And apparently it's true. They don't have guards in these pods or whatever. So the area in which the filming is being done in this clip that I just watched, it shows that it's like one of these open rooms with just bunk beds basically all over the place. And so all of the inmates have access to all of the inmates all of the time. And they actually said in this clip that the only time the guards come in is when they bring in the food trays.
Well, they have the cameras for that.
True, that's true. But in the jail I was in, they had two guards in every single cell block, one or two guards, depending on whether it's a maximum. So in the
even in those big
open room ones, they had two guards. And the ones that everybody's locked down, I don't think they always had two. I think it was usually one or something like that. So this is very different, right? So they are just literally letting the inmates just kind of deal with each other for the most part, and then the guards just kind of come in to clean up the mess if somebody gets into a fight, which is what happened in this clip where two guys were fighting over tater tots.
That sounds like, you know, cops in general, like something bad happens, they just show up after to clean up the mess.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you know what else I was just thinking of? Imagine being on the TV show where they voluntarily go to the jails.
Yeah.
Imagine
crazy.
The whole rape thing happening
to you.
To you, after you, like, you're not even.
You're not even supposed to be there.
Yeah, like, you didn't even commit a crime. Most of those people, it's probably victimless crimes anyways, so you could argue that they're not crimes and none of them should be there, but
you just got raped in jail.
Either way, you voluntarily went there and you get assaulted.
I'm sure these people sign things and stuff to where the jail people would be sure not to accidentally on purpose get them raped because
it says at least if you believe the production claims that the people who are in these jails do not there's no info to the jail that like the jail believes that they're being sentenced for something.
Oh, that's dangerous. You would voluntarily do that to be on a reality
apparently seven
show,
seasons that? You know apparently
that
seven seasons of people want their 15 minutes of fame.
No, that is not worth it.
What was it called, the study that's really famous in I think the 70s?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
That they had a study where people went to jail, and I know this name. The name.
Oh yeah, Phil Zimbardo was
Zimbardo.
The guy that did the study in that case, and it's the Stanford Prison Experiment.
Yes,
yeah,
mm-hmm. Very.
I can't imagine who would sign up for those. In fact, Zimbardo wanted it to keep going and was intending to let it keep going even well after it had been, you know, like human rights were being violated.
That's right.
Because, you know, they signed their lives away. So he was like, oh, I need to, the experiment must go on. And a woman, I don't remember
his
her
wife,
name.
Or girlfriend at the time, one or the other.
Well, a woman convinced him, like, what are you thinking? You have to stop this. So that's the only reason he stopped
it.
In that case, none of them wanted to be the officers because they were all kind of, like, rebellious.
It was random choice.
Yeah, it was random choice. But when the people were asked, they all wanted to be prisoners. None of them wanted to, quote-unquote, be the man because they were all kind of, like, rebellious.
But then they became the man when they became the man.
And then they,
acted like it.
Worse than most cops.
Yeah, it's a fascinating study. There are some people that sort of nitpick at it and that, you know, claim that it wasn't done properly, etc., and it doesn't show anything, but I think it's still
look at correctional officers and look at the police and tell me that's
it
not
fits.
Real.
I mean, it absolutely fits.
This situation that happened that we're talking about is like it's pretty much
exactly like what was happening in the Stanford prison experiment.
And this is what happens when people believe in the myth of authority at all.
That's right.
I mean, it's pretty much obvious that there's no actual reforming of these people going on. It's just crime school.
That's a great point. All right, so changing gears here to Insider.com, talking about Generation Z. And, Nikki, I think you are pretty much a Gen Z, right? Like, based on your age. Bonnie, you're kind of on the borderline. You're could be a millennial, could be, what do they call it, a zennial?
Yeah, they call it a zennial.
Obviously, we're all individuals. Everybody's different. But they're looking at what younger people here are thinking about sex in regards to the post-Roe world. Here's the headline from The Insider. Swearing off men and avoiding intimacy, Generation Z reconsiders sex in the wake of a post-Roe world.
I bet they didn't know what Roe v. Wade was 3 months ago.
Oh, post-Roe world.
Right, meaning that it was overturned recently by the Supreme Court. So now, Madeline V. might be done with men altogether.
Have you ever heard of self-responsibility?
A 24-year-old marketing assistant who identifies as bisexual, Madeline, who asked that Insider use only her first name, has decided that sticking to female partners may be the safest sexual route these days. It's not a fear of men, exactly, that has inspired this young woman to consider swearing off an entire gender. It's the heightened fear of an unwanted pregnancy and a subsequent lack of options that has forced her to proceed with sexual caution.
I mean, if one option is gone, there's still a lot of options, and I'm not even talking about abstinence, but it is one option, but there's still a lot of options out there. You can get it in your arm, you can use condoms, you can take the pill every day, you can get an IUD.
Cycle tracking, I mean, just thinking about using abortion as birth control is horrific.
That's nuts.
It's not even good for your body.
No.
Yeah, that's the main thing I think of, because whether or not it's a baby or not, I can't prove, but I know that it would be the idea, like, the idea of harming myself just because I wanted to have sex without a condom or not date a guy who got a vasectomy is crazy.
The idea of not having caution surrounding sex at all is, like, to me, unbelievable. I mean, it's such a risky activity, but apparently some people, they're willing to take all kinds of risks. But now she's changing her tune a little bit here, now that the risk factor has gone up, according to her. We'll look at what's going on with Gen Z and their attitudes towards sexuality coming up, and you can share your thoughts.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. What kind of changes are some people going through in the Generation Z after Roe versus Wade has been repealed? That's what Insider.com is looking at here, and we're going to continue with that here tonight. It's Ian,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
And I saved this one for you ladies because you are our younger co-hosts, and Nikki is technically a Gen Zer.
I thought you were going to say because we're girls and you don't want to talk about sex with nobody and Chris Wade on Fridays.
Well, they can't really get pregnant, so.
Just kidding.
That's the other side of it, for sure, Bonnie. But y'all are also responsible young ladies, and I presume you have approached sex with caution in your lives. But these women apparently haven't. This one woman is upset, Madeline V, saying she might be done with men altogether and instead going with only female partners because she feels like she can no longer proceed without caution sexually in the wake of the Roe versus Wade
overturning. Wait, is that like... in a quote,
nope,
I feel like I can no longer proceed without caution.
That's their interpretation at that the Insider.com. In early May, Politico obtained and published an unprecedented leaked draft opinion that, as we know, has been adopted. I guess this was written still before that officially came out. Would overturn the landmark 1973 Roe versus Wade ruling that guarantees federal abortion rights. And as we know, oh, they say here, and on a Friday, the High Court made that ruling official. So this was written just afterwards. Ahead of the final decision, Insider spoke to members of Gen Z, those born after 1996, who said they are rethinking their relationship to sex, intimacy, and hookup culture amid the monumental ruling. Adeline T., a 17-year-old high school student in Houston, Texas, told Insider she was, quote, genuinely terrified, unquote, when she found out Roe might be overturned. Adeline, whose identity is known by Insider, asked her last name not be used. Her conservative home state certainly plays a role in that fear. Texas is one of 13 states with so-called trigger laws that are set to immediately ban all or nearly all abortions in the wake, or rather, if the wake of the Supreme Court, I think it means in the wake of the Supreme Court overturning Roe.
Well, I will say that I am never going to be living in a state where it's illegal to have an abortion if you get raped. Like, my one of my best friends that still lives in Texas, mm-hmm. she just had a baby girl, and she's like, I'm not raising my daughter in Texas where even if you get raped, you can't have an abortion. I would not live in a place where you can't have an abortion if you get raped.
And there is a lot of misinformation that's being spread about Roe versus Wade and just, like, abortions in general. Like, I know a lot of influencers and celebrities were saying that if you have an ectopic pregnancy, which is... a pregnancy outside of the universe, so obviously it would not survive, or some other sort of, or some other sort of, you know, medical issue where the baby would die or the mother would die in childbirth. People are spreading this misinformation that doctors would not allow you to get an abortion. They would. So if it's a medical issue where either the baby is not viable for life or the mother would die in pregnancy, they would still perform an abortion.
You're saying in states like Texas?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, doctors would still do it. And even, you know, I'm not sure about the rape argument. I'm sure a lot of conservative states wouldn't care.
Well, there's laws that are coming out there saying zero.
Yeah.
Like zero tolerance. So. I mean, the Roe versus Wade being overturned doesn't make those laws. The states make the laws.
That's right.
So that's probably where there's some
confusion. Roe versus Wade just says that the states can make the laws now rather than being overrided by the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
Or the overturning of Roe versus Wade does that. So Adeline, the 17-year-old from Texas, says, quote, surprisingly enough, I've had dreams where I'm pregnant and I can't find a way to take care of myself. She added, later correcting herself, saying the visions were more akin to nightmares. The bad dreams are new, only taking hold in her mind since the decision was leaked, she said. Quote, these nightmares could be a reality. Catherine D., a 19-year-old college student whose identity
Does she mean take care of herself, like, have enough to live? Because if you are putting yourself in a position to get pregnant, you need to make sure you have, you know, resources first. It's just like, I remember not wanting to date at all whenever I was, like, down in the, like, I totaled my car and I quit my job because they were pissing me off and I needed to, you know, get back in a state where I was, you know, on my feet.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even feel like I was, I needed to focus on anything other than having sex. Like, yeah. I just can't imagine being that irresponsible.
That's
like,
what a responsible person would do.
I yeah, can't absolutely. Take care of myself, therefore I'm going to go do an act that could possibly...
Make it worse.
Make it worse for me and another person.
And just her words make me think that she's allowing the government to terrorize her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the thoughts of these things are giving her nightmares, and it's just...
Well, we talked earlier about all these people with anxiety, all these young people.
Yeah. I haven't thought about any of this once since... It literally hasn't changed my life at all because I'm taking the necessary precautions to not get pregnant when I'm not ready to get pregnant.
Catherine D., a 19-year-old college student, who apparently also is known by The Insider, said she was initially shocked when she learned about the leaked opinion, but when she stepped back and thought about it objectively, the decision became less surprising as she considered the Supreme Court's gender, race, and age makeup. Quote, "They're not personally affected by it," she said. Earlier this month, Insider published several social media call-outs.
A lot of people are not personally affected by it because... A lot of states, most states still allow for abortions. It's the thing that changed is just that you should get out of states that the average person who lives there lives a lifestyle you disagree with.
Right, and that would also be another responsible thing to do. Like, if you wanted to be sexually promiscuous, if you want to be irresponsible with your body in that way, then you should do the responsible thing and move somewhere where your restrictions are lessened. But we're talking about irresponsible people who want to be taken care of, and they're certainly not going to take their lives into their own hands in this way. It doesn't seem like they would rather just complain about it and have nightmares, apparently. Earlier this month, they published several social media call-outs asking for reactions from Gen Z regarding their thoughts on hookup culture and sex in a possible post-Roe world. Some bemoaned a constant fear, in quotes, of getting pregnant, while others described, quote, shattered, unquote, views of a child of child-rearing in a world plagued by climate change, COVID-19, and attacks on women's reproductive rights.
It's really disgusting and weird to... put the phrase, like, I live in fear of getting pregnant. Like, unless you're talking about you just live in fear of getting raped, which is pretty, you know, that's kind of like
fairly
a you
rare.
Issue, too. Like, well, no, I'm not saying it's just that it's rare, but you shouldn't live in fear of anything
no,
like that.
You shouldn't.
But the idea of just saying, like, omitting rape, if you live in fear of getting pregnant, that is so I'm not in control of myself. I just could get pregnant. You could have sex and become pregnant that way.
Where did that come from?
Right. There's so many different forms of birth control, and I'm someone who advocates for people not using hormonal birth control mm-hmm. because I think it's terrible for your health.
What's your recommendation for
women? So I use cycle tracking methods, so there mm-hmm. are ways, and without getting super in-depth into it because it kind of gets a little TMI,
okay.
but there are ways to track your cycle. There's only a 3-day window when women can get pregnant a month.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not very hard to figure out when that window is.
Is an IUD considered hormonal?
Yes.
Okay.
Some of them are, some of them aren't.
Okay, there's more coming up here. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. This is also interesting because a lot of Gen Z is generally like shying away from sexual activity as well. We've read studies about that in the past. I don't know if they're going to address that here, but that was happening long before the whole Roe situation.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate approved a $280 billion bill to boost scientific research and the U.S. semiconductor industry, sending the legislation to the House, where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has promised quick action. Fears of a recession rise as United States waits a second quarter report on GDP. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says the time has come for President Biden to take accountability.
The first step to fixing any kind of crisis is to first admit the crisis, admit the problem that he's created, and he won't do it. Joe Biden won't look the American people in the eye and admit that his programs have failed.
The Louisiana Republican speaking at a press conference on Wednesday. The Fed Reserve announces a 0.75 percentage point interest rate hike. You're listening to USA Radio News. The president is back after recovering from a mild case of COVID.
Biden's physician, Kevin O'Connor, announced President Biden has twice tested negative for coronavirus and will discontinue the strict isolation measures. Biden will continue to wear a mask for 10 days when he's around others. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Prosecution testimony is apparently nearing an end in the sentencing trial of confessed Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz. Assistant State Attorney Michael Satz telling a judge Wednesday the state expects to wrap up its case against Cruz next week. The defense would then begin calling witnesses in the trial that's expected to last several more months. Cruz pleaded guilty to killing 17 people and wounding 17 others at Madre Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. The jury will decide if he gets the death penalty or life in prison. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here with whatever you want to discuss. The number is 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. You can follow us via our podcast. You can go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to our RSS feeds there. You can copy the one that you want. We got our main feed. We got our episodes only feed. We got the digest only feed. You copy the one that's right for you. Put it into your favorite podcast client. Or you can use some of the other links there to go to some of the more popular services like the Spotify's and the iHeartMedia's and that sort of those platforms that already have us on there. You can find all of that over at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. We are talking about a story over at insider.com, talking to some of the members of Gen Z, and they are quote-unquote terrified in the post-Roe world about sex without any consequences, which is what they want, apparently, but now there's more potential consequences in some places. So we go to your calls and thoughts here. And we talk first to Major Payne in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Major.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind?
According to one of your earlier callers, I was amiss on a story earlier that I told to the captain.
Yes.
About the captain. Captain Kangaroo.
Yeah.
So my apologies to the captain and all of his faithful followers.
All right.
Proof once again that even back in the 60s, spam came in and out of the can.
Well, I think the old joke is if you remember the 60s, you weren't there. Right.
Yeah, that's one of the old hippie jokes.
Yeah,
it certainly is.
Anyway, what else were you calling about tonight?
Well, you guys are talking about this Gen Z, Gen X thing, and you know the girls. I remember even when I was a kid, there was girls that just came from broken homes, and they thought if they had a baby, just something that would love them unconditionally, it would just heal their world.
Mm.
And it just became, you know, another monkey on their back.
Yeah.
And it's hard being broke. You know, ain't no doubt about that. But now you got all these sexual variations, how you got this monkey pox, you know. All the boys are spreading their stuff with their butt loving, and
oh, just,
everything's crazy. Everything's gone, just spinning right out of control.
Yeah.
And, hell, I don't know. To all of you girls that are animal lovers, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Love you guys.
Thanks.
I don't think monkeypox is only spread by gay people.
I don't even think it's real.
Really?
I don't believe
it. Why are there men and, you know, lining up around blocks to get the vaccine? Are they just afraid?
They're just afraid.
Okay.
Just another victim of the
government.
Well,
you don't go get the vaccine
here
if you have it, Ian.
Oh, okay. Good point.
Yeah. It must be just right. That they're afraid. But
let's go to Jet. He's on the line in Idaho. Go ahead, Jet.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to call about the bogus taxation, but I want to make a couple comments first.
Sure.
Number one, I really enjoy it when we get this female perspective on there.
Yeah, me too.
These guys, I wish they could, you know, one could be on every single night. But one thing I would want to caution you against, and that is to not say anything negative about the Christianity. I'll tell you why. Can any one of you honestly say that you have had the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, indwelled within you?
Nope.
Yeah, when I was on mushrooms and I realized that it is me and everything around me and not something outside of myself.
I think we all had that experience to some extent.
Well,
but I don't think anybody attacked Christianity tonight. If they did, I missed it, Jet.
Oh, it was just a quick remark. But I've heard it before. I just want to caution you because we have to distinguish between the true Christians and the ones who call themselves Christians. Let's say about 92% of people call themselves Christians, but they have no clue.
Mm-hmm. Okay? I agree with that.
Can we just be cautious about that?
Well, yeah, I think I've said on the air many times that it isn't your Christ that's the problem. It's the Christians that are the problem. And
yeah.
I don't know if that's Gandhi's quote or whoever it was that said that.
Yeah, that is Gandhi.
Yeah.
Nikki and I both said that on a whole episode about Christianity with Aria, that if people just believed what Jesus said, I'd have no issues with them. Jesus was awesome. But people who follow him a lot of times suck.
In other words, yeah, people can call themselves, let's say, a golfer, but if they never get out on the course, are they a golfer? No.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to be able to do that. Anyway, I want to talk about taxation. I want to have a couple questions, like, how is it possible for your neighbor to apply a tax to you?
Through violence.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
The point I'm trying to get at is whether it's your neighbor or your cousin or whatever, all these taxes that we've encountered have really happened in the last 100 years, and they all seem to happen after some large war or some major disruption.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like their excuse to be able to. But I just want to know, let me say this first. You know, if you look at the tax code and you see how taxes are derived, it will say, it is hereby imposed upon blah, blah, blah. In other words, it doesn't say who imposes it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say why. It just says, it is here. So the magic of it all, the magic of these people who can just kind of wave their wand and go, we hereby tax you and now you owe us, and if you don't pay, we're going to hurt you.
Yep.
That's very mafia-esque. And,
that's right. That's what they are. To criminal enterprise from top to bottom.
But that's the main thing. I just, you know, my theme has always been that these are just other humans, just other people. And that's the main thing, that if somehow you can fit that into your program every so often, you know, whenever someone brings this up about government did this, government, you know, I don't acknowledge government. As a Christian, you know, there is, Jesus had a certain disdain. for these people who consider themselves greater humans.
I think Bonnie called them out as psychopaths earlier tonight when we were talking about the jail story specifically. So, yeah, I'm with you on this, Jet, and I definitely appreciate your call and the thoughts. It's always important to remind folks that there is no such thing as government. They're just human beings that are willing to use violence on their neighbors.
And I think the more important takeaway from the thing he was talking about in tax code to say it is imposed, it's hereby imposed, mm-hmm. blah, 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 and doesn't say it was imposed by, is the idea that government, the group of people that call themselves government, are in a scheme where they all avert responsibility. Each one both believes that they have authority over someone and that someone has authority over them. So a cop, I have authority over the citizens who have to listen to me, but I have to listen to, I'm passive in a sense to my bosses. I have
just
to listen to them.
Following orders. Mm-hmm.
Just following orders. And that is their, just in the example of the cop, everyone in the government has this. That is their way of shirking their responsibility.
Right.
So that way they not that they don't realize, like, oh, they're just clueless, but they don't allow themselves to wake up to the idea that they are every day breaking natural law and making the world a worse place and doing horrible things to people because they believe both at the same time two contradictory ideas, that they have authority over other people and that, you know, somebody has authority over them and they can't control what they're doing.
And they know that master, in this case the politicians or the courts, will protect them, as we were talking about with the jail case with qualified immunity. So some of the Gen Z people that Insider interviewed over at Insider.com about sex these days bemoaned constant fear of getting pregnant. Others described shattered views of child rearing. Respondents offered a list of colorful words to describe their emotions around the draft decision. Angry, upset, disgust, and dread chief among them. And so a lot of this, again, comes from that fear-based mentality we were talking about last night on the show, where there was actually a survey done in the U.S. of 2,000 respondents that found 52% of Americans were living in states of fear nearly constantly.
Wow.
Every day they are afraid.
Turn off the TV.
On edge.
Yeah, right? No kidding.
But it was the younger generations where it went up to like 70%.
Wow.
And that's, you know, insane. But that's the world that we're living in here. We talk more about fear surrounding sexuality, Generation Z, and your thoughts are welcome.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The moments remain here. Enough time for you if you join us now. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Nikki, and Bonnie in the studio here tonight, sharing some opinions from some people that are really upset about the whole Roe versus Wade thing, and they're rethinking their sexual attitudes. But I think what's interesting about this, and they don't really... I don't think they actually cover this, because when we've read other stories about young people in the United States and their attitudes towards sex, they've actually found that a surprising number of them are not partaking in sexual activity. So there's a lot of talk about hookup culture and all that, and that's not to say that, you know, I'm not saying that doesn't exist. Obviously it does, you know, Tinder, and you know, there's all these websites and apps and that sort of thing that facilitate that. But there's a surprising number of young people that just are not partaking in that.
So many people like to be, like, part of the outrage, so I could totally see people be like, I'm not having sex, but I'm terrified of the idea of if I want to have sex, then I might not be able to have an abortion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not having sex right now, but I have to be part of the upset people.
They want to be upset on behalf of their friends or
just like whatever. The off chance they may find someone to have sex with them.
I think a lot of these people are so insufferable that nobody wants to have sex with them, so they're just claiming that they're being celibate just to be like, oh, that's why I'm not having sex. It's like, no, you're just really annoying, and nobody wants to spend any time with you.
They point out here that Generation Z is more likely than previous generations to support protections of LGBT rights and are themselves the queerest generation on record, with 1 in 6 members of Gen Z identifying as LGBT. All these factors have inevitably affected their attitudes towards sex, that Insider spoke with them. The members of the generation told Insider they and their peers approach sexual relationships and intimacy in an entirely different way than previous generations.
Adeline, I'm just wondering how they know that if...
Good question.
They weren't a teenager in the, you know, 70s or something.
Adeline, the one of the ones they interviewed, who was, I think, the 17-year-old from Texas, said Gen Z is one of the most open about sex and hookup culture. She told Insider that among her friends, most women are entirely supportive of other women's sexual decisions, whether they're sexually active or celibate. Overwhelming sex positivity, however, doesn't necessarily translate into overwhelming amounts of sex. The generation is actually having less casual sex than their predecessors. That was what I was talking about earlier, according to a 2021 study. Experts link the deficit to decreased alcohol consumption, excessive social media use, and increasingly delayed markers of adulthood.
Lower levels of alcohol is surprising to me. Seems like every
given the people you know.
Yeah, it seems like every Gen Z person I know likes to drink a lot.
Excessive social media use is certainly a thing. They, you know, some of the studies we saw before showed that then teenagers, now maybe in their late teens and early 20s, were not hanging out with one another as, for instance, my generation might have done. We would have, you know, gone to the mall or gone to a park or gone out and done something, the arcade or whatever it would have been back in the 80s and the 90s. Now, some young people don't actually meet up with their friends. They just, quote-unquote, hang out on some sort of online platform.
And they don't have friends.
Well, and I bet a lot of them are finding partners on social media and stuff. So maybe, I mean, if your boyfriend lives across the country, it's kind of impossible to have sex.
Yeah, I knew somebody like that in high school that met her boyfriend on Xbox Live.
Wow.
And like they never met in real life, and I just thought that was insane.
Did they ever meet?
No, they broke up before they ever met in real life.
It's like, how do you even really get to know somebody over the internet? It's impossible.
You couldn't possibly really know them. They always say that, you know, you don't really know somebody until you move in with them.
Yeah.
But if they're not copiously partaking in sexual activity, members of Gen Z said they don't approach sex as the taboo it once was. Adeline said, quote, we're a lot more comfortable talking about it, unquote. Many of the people that Insider spoke to also said they've noticed their generational peers becoming more politically active in recent years, sparked by the Trump presidency and intensifying further throughout the pandemic. The recent Roe controversy has inspired even more young people to get involved in politics. I guess we'll see about that. There's always this big push towards young people. Oh, you know, rock the vote. MTV has had this campaign, rock the vote, since like the 1990s or maybe even before that. And there's never been any evidence that it did anything to, you know, to motivate young people to go out in larger numbers to do anything.
Well, are they only talking about voting, too? Because, like, anyone can just vote. Not a lot of people actually go and learn how the process works and, like, what is actually being done to them and how they're slaves.
Oh, of course not. No, they're definitely not going to learn that. And I don't know what they're referring to here. Quote, this is one of the other ones they interviewed. The older generation says it's on Gen Z to be the generation of change, but we shouldn't have had to be put in that position in the first place. Why is it on us to change something that should have been fixed 20 plus years ago? Now, of course, we don't know what exactly she's referring to here. There's, you know, we don't know what her issues are, but obviously the system is pretty screwed up. We would all agree with that. And it's easy to place blame on, well, those who came before, and obviously it happened on the basis of those who came before, but whether you like it or not, you're stuck with that system. So
also, it basically happened to everyone that is alive right now. Like, nobody was alive and there was anarchy, and then, like, your grandparents decided to create the Federal Reserve.
Right, yeah, very few people are alive, you know, from 1913 at this point, right, when the Federal Reserve was formed.
And they probably weren't a part of it.
Right. While Gen Z's feelings about abortion are fairly analogous per polling, the responses that Insider received in regards to living in a post-Roe world are decidedly more individual. Adeline has always tried to make responsible decisions regarding sex, she said. Her mother was a teen mom, and she grew up watching the ways in which that impacted both their lives. She always told herself she would wait until she was 17 to start exploring intimacy. When she reached that age earlier this year, she said she went to her mom and had an open discussion about sex where she talked about getting out birth control. But ever since the draft decision was leaked, she said she's had to entirely rethink whether or not she wants to start having sex, telling Insider she's terrified to make a choice that could leave her with an unwanted child.
Just don't forget your pill.
Well, and it kind of sounds like a good thing almost, because people should have been feeling that way before.
Already. Because, look, I mean, the fact is, the pill isn't perfect, right?
No form of
birth control is perfect. You can stack up multiple forms, and there's still a small chance that some little swimmer is going to get through, and it's going to get you pregnant, right?
Then you can watch your, make sure you know when you're ovulating and take the pill.
Sure, there's definitely ways to be more responsible than less. That's ultimately what this comes down to. One of them, Catherine, said she has now been left to reevaluate the consequences of casual sex that have suddenly become very real. She says, quote, "As much as I want to have fun in my 20s, what happens to me when the fun stops? What happens to me when I might be in need of an abortion and can't access that?"
Well, and it's clear that none of these women that are speaking have ever had an abortion because it's not an easy procedure. It's very invasive. It's obviously not as invasive as an unwanted pregnancy and having to give birth to that baby
but
and then be responsible for it.
But it's
no joke. There's a lot of moral implications that come from it. There's a lot
and
of
physical,
health.
Right?
Yeah, physical implications that come from it. It's not
and mental.
Easy. Yeah. Well, if you catch it early, you can just take a pill, and that's a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
But if they actually have to go in and get the baby, if you're further along, it's not a one day. And then you're done procedure.
Let me bring Jack on the line here in Washington State. Go ahead, Jack.
I think, Ian, I'm about the same age as you. I was born in 80.
Mm-hmm.
What generation is 1980?
It's on the borderline. It's like right on the border of Generation X and Millennial.
And then my next question, my follow-up, how old are you?
I'm in my early 40s.
Okay, I'm 42.
Gotcha.
I was wondering, when you were a kid, so we're about the same age, what toys did you play with? Because I look back, I remember He-Man and a little bit of Ninja Turtles.
I was more of a Transformers guy when I was
young. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Was that all you were calling about, was what toys I played with, Jack?
Well, what toys did Bonnie play with?
I
play with?
Played with Polly Pocket, Littlest Pet Shop, Barbie, My Scene Dolls.
I guess we played a lot of video games.
Really?
Yeah.
You have a favorite video game? Like
maybe
a
Animal Crossing.
Okay.
Or
Bonnie likes that one.
Yeah. Or we play Sims. And then I played with Barbies when I was really little.
Thank you, Jack, for your call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. Here's one takeaway from this story. One respondent said the decision has made them afraid to move to any Republican states. So that's what we want to come at. That's
right,
what's important to come out of this.
Yeah.
It's like, make your move to a place that is more right for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's lots of states or country, or states still, that nothing has changed without Roe v. Wade, except now it's the state saying what to do instead of the federal government. If you don't like to be told what to do at all, then maybe you should move to New Hampshire and help us create a free state.
Indeed, if you're a libertarian, voluntarist.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.